What drives women to start businesses? Women are ditching dull jobs and taking charge by starting their businesses. It's not all about the cash. They crave respect and the freedom to do things their way. Instead of feeling stuck in dead-end jobs, they want to prove their worth. In the U.S., businesses led by women are on the rise, outpacing others in growth and profit. Their strong drive and unique approaches give their ventures a real shot at success. While they may start out solo, many end up going the extra mile for their employees. They're not just bosses, they're mentors too. Take one CEO, for instance, who went above and beyond. She noticed an employee struggling with glasses, so she convinced him to get laser eye surgery. And she didn't stop there. She invested in training an employee who lacked formal education, helping them tackle big responsibilities. Entrepreneurial success. Some might call it a coincidence, but women often have a keen sense of what's trending, helping them meet consumers' needs. Take Paige Arnoff Finn, for instance. She launched her marketing company, Mavens & Moguls, because she wanted more flexibility and less commuting. Surprisingly, she found many others in the industry who shared her sentiments. Mavens & Moguls assembles teams of marketers from across the U.S. to tackle projects for clients, offering expertise without the need for full-time hires. In today's world, where individualism is on the rise and customers are more demanding, entrepreneurs face a tough challenge. Those who succeed put in the extra effort to uncover niche markets. By doing so, they can charge premium prices. Smart entrepreneurs dive into business early, carve out their specialties, and leave competitors trailing behind. They never take their customers for granted, always striving to refine their processes and offerings. Women entrepreneurs and their values. Values are crucial in businesses owned by women. While profit and growth are important, what often drives these businesses are their philosophies and purposes. After the setbacks of September 11, 2001, a travel agency owned by a woman faced tough times. Customers canceled trips, demanding refunds due to safety concerns. Despite financial strain, the owner refused to lay off her employees. She dipped into her personal savings and retirement funds to keep them on the payroll, understanding that some were single parents relying on their jobs. Although the company lost money in 2001, it managed to break even the next year and has since turned a profit annually. Actions speak louder than words when it comes to a company's values. While big corporations might claim to prioritize their employees, their decisions often reveal otherwise. For instance, Walmart's cutbacks on employee health benefits suggest a lack of genuine concern for its staff. In contrast, many women running businesses blend their personal and professional lives seamlessly. They view their businesses as extensions of themselves and naturally align their actions with their values. Create a winning company culture. Research suggests that companies thrive when they prioritize their employees' happiness and motivation. To achieve this, three key elements are essential. 1. Equity. Employees should feel they're treated justly, without favoritism. 2. Achievement. Providing the necessary tools for employees to excel in their roles and recognizing their accomplishments. 3. Camaraderie. Create teamwork and a sense of belonging within a supportive community. Female business owners excel in nurturing these aspects, resulting in robust and positive company cultures. Innovative leadership styles. One female business owner has found strength in managing her company despite suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. She hires smart and reliable people, delegates tasks effectively, and builds strong teams with diverse skills, leading to low turnover rates. By nipping internal conflicts in the bud and promoting open communication, she fosters an honest and productive work environment. Despite her limited attendance at meetings due to her condition, She stays on top of her company's health and finances. Another CEO, overseeing 9 manufacturing plants, spends little time on site due to a lengthy commute. Yet, this distance allows her to think and strategize effectively. Over 10 years, she has revitalized the sales team, introduced new products, and enhanced the company's reputation. Both owners share a key trait. Their firms operate without strict hierarchies. They lead by bringing their teams together and empowering them, avoiding authoritative behavior. One owner describes it as unleashing others. They both trust in the wisdom of the crowds, believing that diverse groups with varied experiences and strengths can generate better, more innovative ideas than individuals working alone. Customer-centric success stories. In one company, managers used to see customers as pesky distractions instead of valuable assets. But when a female Harvard MBA took charge of her family's business, she flipped the script. She turned the company's attitude around, shifting from ignoring customers to embracing them. Over at another company, a furniture moving business, the female CEO goes the extra mile for customer satisfaction. After every move, she sends out feedback surveys and even personal notes. She takes the time to read each survey, and if there are any complaints, she's on the phone addressing them personally. She's even been known to drop in for a visit if a customer is nearby. Plus, she rewards top-performing drivers with higher pay, while those who need improvement get extra training. A mental institution requested disposable scrubs from its medical supplier, a female-owned company, as some new patients lacked clothing. The owner, reluctant to say no to a customer, produced the scrubs and subsequently discovered a new market for them. Adaptable women entrepreneurs. These women understand they need customers and must help them solve problems, even if it means postponing a contract until a business gets back on track. Women don't expect life to play by the rules. They expect events may force them to wing it. One woman-owned, New Orleans-based company moved to Lafayette when Hurricane Katrina hit and later planned to open an office in Houston, where many clients had moved. Mother Nature forced the company to restructure and write a new business plan, accomplished in 3 weeks. Rather than getting bogged down in overplanning, these women accept the unpredictable nature of business. They know they might need to switch gears at any moment, so they focus on being flexible and responsive. Women entrepreneurs believe in learning from their mistakes. One took her company public, making it the first NASDAQ-traded stock owned by a woman. However, the decision turned out to be a disaster, and the owner had to take the company private again. She didn't go on the defensive or try to explain away the problems. Instead of bowing her head in shame, she rolled up her sleeves and fixed what went wrong. The power of asking for help in business. Many business owners are afraid to ask for help because they worry about sharing secrets or looking weak, but successful women know better. They found that asking for help can bring big benefits. They realize that no one knows everything about running a company. Sometimes the best advice comes from outside the company. It could be from a spouse or a retired expert. These people can offer fresh perspectives that those inside the company might miss. Advisory boards can also be a big help, even though they're not required for private companies. Having experts who care about the company's success but aren't employees can provide valuable direction. Studies back this up. They show that companies that get help tend to grow faster. This help could come from individual advisors or from professional organizations that offer networking and support. In today's business environment, American workers sacrifice vacations and skip lunch breaks. Many successful female executives take breaks. One gives her entire company the week off over the 4th of July. Some take a month's vacation. Getting away from the office isn't weak. Working 80-hour weeks and skipping vacations and lunch is counterproductive. When Henry Ford cut the work week from 6 days to 5, his company produced more cars and lowered production costs. The power of money in business. Women leaders in business care about more than just making money. While they understand the importance of profits, they also value reputation and sustainability. For them, success means having a stable company, happy employees, and satisfied customers. Getting financial support, especially from venture capitalists, VCs, can be tough for women entrepreneurs. VCs usually prefer to invest in those who have a track record of success, which many women lack as first-time entrepreneurs. However, by overlooking women-owned businesses, VCs are missing out. Studies show that businesses run by women tend to stay afloat better than those run by men. Women entrepreneurs are driven by more than just financial gain. They are willing to take on difficult challenges because they enjoy the thrill of overcoming obstacles. Instead of focusing solely on making big revenues, many women prioritize profits that contribute to company growth and sustainability. Instead of pocketing their profits, women often reinvest in their companies. This helps fund innovation, buy time, and keep the business sustainable. As one woman entrepreneur put it, "What's the point of making $50 million if the profit margin is only 1%? Women understand the value of building something lasting, and they're willing to put in the effort to make it happen. Successful mergers and acquisitions. Research suggests that most mergers and acquisitions fail, with a whopping 50% to 80% ending up in disappointment. Reasons vary from clashes in company cultures to incompatible technologies. Issues arise post-merger, like disagreements over the new company's name or difficulties integrating teams. Carol Valoni, the brain behind Universal Learning Technologies in the U.S., decided to team up with her Canadian rival, WebCT. Each had something valuable to offer the other. Valoni had to make sacrifices. She let go of her company's name and axed a product she was about to launch. She didn't barge in like a boss ready to shake things up. Instead, she played the role of a nurturing parent overseeing the merger. She fostered it by introducing a video conferencing system and organizing visits between teams from both locations. The result? Higher revenues and market share. The merged company outpaced the growth of both old ones combined. Valone's success came from choosing the right partner, committing post-deal, and not expecting fairy tale endings automatically. And because the first merger was such a hit, Valone decided to go for another acquisition, like a boss. Key points. 1. Women start businesses for freedom, respect, and to prove their worth, not just for money. 2. Female entrepreneurs excel in understanding consumer trends and meeting their needs. 3. Prioritizing values and employee well-being drive success in businesses led by women. 4. Adaptability, innovation, and customer centricity are key traits of successful women entrepreneurs. 5. Asking for help and taking breaks are essential for growth and productivity in business. 6. Women leaders prioritize sustainability and reinvestment for long-term success. 7. Successful mergers rely on choosing the right partners and fostering teamwork post-deal.